Hi, Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Roundup settlement on a recorded line. Were you still
That's a
looking? The Roundup settlement?
yeah.
Were you still looking to see if you are eligible to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to confirm here that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Was my husband. He's been gone 11 years now. No, yeah, 12 years. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. And you remained married to him when he passed, did you?
Oh, yes. We were 17 and a half years.
Okay, let me
So
see.
we were 7 before he got when he died.
And then I do see some notes here. Oh, so he was diagnosed in July 3rd of 2013, and they caught it really late, so he passed away just a few days, a couple weeks later.
Yeah, they found that July 7th he had it. He passed away July 17th.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow.
Well, if the doctor had done right in May and diagnosed him right, he wouldn't have passed. But all I can say, I mean, he's in a better place.
Right. He's pain-free. So just to confirm, so far we recognize that you are the next of kin, that you want to participate in the settlement, that you haven't signed on with any other firm, and then it was your husband that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right.
Do you happen to recall the subtype or no?
Do I have a who?
Do you happen to recall the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that your husband was diagnosed with, or you're not sure?
Lymphoma. Lymphatic cancer.
Lymphatic. Okay. And then let me go to this next section. Bear with me here. Okay, and then you are filing as spouse, so let me click that. And your next of kin, was an estate ever opened for your husband or no?
He had under 30,000. We had been through bankruptcy and we had lived in an apartment.
So
We had a
no.
place in the apartment. We were clearing things up. Things were cleared up.
So there was an estate, but it's now closed?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for confirming
Because he
that.
made under 30,000, there was nothing, no clause, nothing wrong.
Okay. And then again, going off the notes in the file, diagnosed 7/3/2013. And did he normally just use the product at home or for work or both?
He did a lot of gardening. I worked up until 2010, and he retired in 2003 with disability.
Okay, so he
And
mostly just used it at home then. And give me the address where he would have had the most exposure to it.
okay. One was it 113 decently?
113.
What was the address over there? Do somebody? Oh, God. It's been so long ago. I forget what the address was. I can tell you in a minute when I bring up my credit report.
Okay, we can come back to that, not a problem. But Was he the only one in the household that used the product and got sick, or were there any family members or friends or
he
neighbors?
He was the only one because I wouldn't use it.
Okay.
Because I, then, well, basically I worked. I was working like 12 hours a day.
Right.
Sometimes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I like to work.
Right. No, nothing wrong with that.
Making his free time.
And real quick, do you, where did that question, do you recall how old he was when he was diagnosed?
65, because he had just turned 65 in May.
65, okay.
Excuse me, April 26, 1948.
And then, do you recall how many years he would have used the product?
Oh, God. I know 2010, I retired. He started using right after he retired. 7, 20, 23, 13, 10 years.
Okay. We'll put 10 years.
He was using longer than that. I don't know what he was using before he got married.
Sure. Okay. So as far as you know, at least.
Since 1994.
Okay.
So he got married in 94. He was using stuff then.
Okay. So,
he loved his gardening.
Yeah, you can find a lot of peace in gardening. I'm sorry, you said you got married in what year?
We got married October 8th, 1994.
1994. Okay, so then that's actually 19 years that he would have been using it, if he started using it when you were married. So then. We'll put 19 years. So he definitely would have used the product for at least 10 days, right? Or more?
Oh, definitely.
And then he would have used the product for at least 1 year before he was diagnosed. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then, were you both U.S. citizens?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then
I'm from Delaware.
I'm going to name off a list of other ailments that 13,
12, do some leave.
12, 13, spell out Ducey.
13, 1, 3, 1, 2, Deuce and Lane.
Spell out Ducey Lane.
DEWSON, like morning dew and sun.
Oh, okay. And what's the city?
Wilmington, Delaware. Is it 19805 or 809?
Wow, you're in Delaware? Is it chilly already this time of year? For you?
It's a little cool. Yesterday we had 80 some degrees.
Oh, wow. 80 something this late in the year? That's not bad.
Yeah. And we're having 80. Let me check that again. I can check that for you.
Sure.
It's 71 degrees out right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is really nice.
And we've got 80 degree weather coming again. What's that? Come on.
Our high won't even be 70 today, and we're in California.
It's going to be 80 on Wednesday. The rest of the week is going to be in the 60s until Monday, Tuesday, 76.
So when does
80.
It start cooling off for you guys then?
It's whenever it happens. I mean, we've had times where we have Christmas at 75, 80 degrees.
Oh, wow.
A few times.
I always thought Delaware got really a lot of snow in the winter.
That's more like Canada, up by New York.
And then for this next section, I'm just going to list off some other ailments that he may or may not have had been diagnosed with. So I'll just put no unless you tell me that he did have these ailments. Hepatitis B.
No.
Hepatitis C.
No.
HIV AIDS.
No.
Diabetes mellitus. Lupus.
He had some diabetes, borderline.
Was it the diabetes mellitus?
I don't know what it was. Regular diabetes is all I know.
Okay, so we'll put no. And then lupus?
No, I don't even know what lupus is.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
He had arthritis, but not rheumatoid.
Okay.
No, arthritis, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other cancers requiring chemotherapy?
No.
Family history of cancer?
With his mother? No, but his father had a heart problem.
His
father got a heart attack. Yeah, his mother had had breast cancer.
Okay.
But she was in her 90s.
Let me put that breast cancer in her 90s.
But she was in her 90s, 94 when she died, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my grandpa just passed at 92 last month.
I had an aunt who lived to 97.
Whoa.
I had another one. She lived to 94. She died sitting in her rocking chair with her crossword puzzle on her lap.
Oh, so she went peacefully. That's...
Yes. My other aunt, she had Alzheimer's in 97.
I think that's how anyone would want to go on their rocking chair. I wouldn't mind that.
Neither would I. God bless her.
And then did he have any autoimmune diseases or no?
No.
Was he an organ transplant or no?
You know what? I think he was. We both were.
He had not set to donate his organs, but did he receive an organ himself?
He had hip surgery, if that's what you mean.
No, that it would be like a heart or a lung or a liver.
No, he's never had it. He never had that.
Okay. And then will you spell out his name as it would show on his death certificate?
George J. Zingale, Jr.
Okay. So that's G-E-O-R-G-E. And then middle initial J, last name Z.
Zingale.
I-N-G-A-L-E. And then junior.
Right.
And then can you confirm his gender?
Male.
Okay.
White.
And then relationship to signer, spouse. And I'm guessing you first learned of the connection between Roundup and his elm, I guess I'm asking, how did you first make the connection between his use of Roundup and his ailment? Was it something you saw online or TV or read about or that a?
I read about.
Okay, and about.
And I asked the doctor when he died. I asked, was his cancer due to when he was working at the auto? They said no, because if it was, he was showing symptoms way before that.
And then, so about when did you read that and make the connection? Was that back in 2013?
Yes.
Okay.
I was hearing that song. Okay. You know what? I forget when I did.
Okay.
I know it was when I had the apartment. I was waiting to find out about anything about it.
Sure. So just as a placeholder date, if you're okay with it, we'll put like August of 2013, if that's okay. And then do you recall what he weighed and his height?
Oh, God. His height was 5'8". And I think he weighed around 250.
250?
Yeah, it's around 230, 250.
Okay. And then we said his date of death is 7/17/2013. So let me type that in. And then I'm going to put your info here, Deb. So I have you as Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Zingale. And then do you have a middle
initial? And I have
initial?
A change of address, too.
I'll add that here in a second, but what is your middle initial, if you have one?
A.
And then let me go to this next section here. So primary contact info. That's you. Let me put George's. And then same phone number. And then, do you have a copy of his death certificate?
Somewhere.
Okay. And that would, and then a copy of your marriage certificate, just to show that you're next of kin.
You know that I don't have.
Okay.
What I get a copy of that?
Sure. Well, I mean, okay. So it should be in the records then. You were his only.
Oh
spouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we'll put that here, and then about, if you had to guess, how many times a month would he use the product?
I guess two or three times a week.
Two or three times a week?
As many times he goes out in gardens and does weeds, cuts the grass.
Okay.
I know one year he planted those carpet plants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, in front of our house looked like a jungle.
Yeah, I have a lot of, I grow bamboo in my little garden area. So that can get pretty wild if I don't keep up with it. And then we know that, you know, okay, so we got married in 1994, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's when we know that he was spraying then. And then obviously he stopped in December when he passed. So
yeah,
I'm sorry, in July.
17 and a half years. I would have made what? That would be 95, wouldn't it?
Okay, so then he started in 95. We'll put 95.
That's when we got married, yeah. We're just three months short of 18 years.
Okay. Of 18 years, okay. Let me put that there. And then go back to this section here. And do you recall if he ever wore any protective gear while spraying? Like gloves or goggles or mask or?
Yeah, he wore gloves, I believe.
Okay.
Gardening gloves. At least every time I saw him, he did, but then I wasn't there all the time.
Right. Do you recall if he would get, like, the concentrated mix it himself, or did he get the pre-mix and then, you know, that came with the handle and then start spraying that? Do you recall by chance?
All I know is in the white bottle.
Okay, so the pre-mix.
Yeah, I guess that was it. Because I know he didn't mix anything. You just got it already mixed and sprayed it.
And about how big would you say the backyard was?
We had 1,650 square feet yard.
Oh, wow.
If I remember, that was a lot size. Or that was the size of the house. I think 3,200 square feet.
Okay.
22? I'm not sure. It was that house with a big yard. It was a corner lot.
Oh, nice. And that was in Delaware that he was spraying it for residential.
Yeah, and long story why we didn't have it anymore. We moved to an apartment basically because of his health. Because he wasn't feeling very good on and off. Didn't know what it was, They said it was due to the cancer that was festering that we didn't know he had. because we sold the house and moved into a two-bedroom apartment. And we were raising two grandchildren.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're 17 and 19 now. They're grown. But back then, they were only 4 and 6 years old.
Was that house on Well or City Water?
Suburban.
Okay.
Water.
And then...
No, it wasn't city. It was a regular residential.
Right. Okay. And then... Was he ever exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange or no?
That's what I know. He swore by Roundup.
Okay. And then we know that he was the one directly spraying the product, so he had direct personal exposure residentially in the home, correct?
Correct. He's the one that had the green film. Me? Don't ask.
And then, do you recall where he would have gotten the Roundup? Was it like at a larger, like Home Depot, Lowe's,
yeah,
Walmart?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Okay.
And a few times to Lowe's, but mostly Home Depot.
And then, it's been so long, so I imagine not, and that's okay. I'm just required to ask. Did you keep any receipts or empty containers, or not really?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you've moved a couple times since then, right? So.
Yeah, I moved from there. I moved in. I was caretaker for my ex-husband. My husband and ex-husband were best friends.
Oh, wow.
We used to go fishing together when I was working. And then before my ex-husband came along, a boyfriend I had before I met my husband got married, they became friends. Oh, God.
Oh, that is pretty complex.
A little weird.
a little strange.
But
and then,
my ex-boyfriend had a young girlfriend, so.
And then this next question asks if he was ever a smoker.
No, he never smoked.
And then.
He never drank.
Okay. Was he ever in the military?
Yes.
Do you know what branch?
The Army. He made an E-4.
E-4, okay. And do you know what years he served by chance?
I think it was 70 to... What is it? I think it was 71 to 74. Or 72, I'm not sure.
1971 to 1974.
72.
Okay.
72? 70 or 74. I got the papers somewhere. But I know he was discharged in 74 then.
74? Okay. And it was an honorable discharge?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you know if he was ever stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay.
And it's Fort Riley?
Right. And then...
Kansas.
Let me put this here. Was he ever involved in other lawsuits?
Only with the bankruptcy.
Okay. And then...
it wasn't really a lawsuit. It was...
Right.
And
then did he ever file for disability or workers' comp?
Yeah. He was disabled because of his hip.
Okay.
Because of hip replacement.
Let me put that there. Became disabled because of his hip prior to diagnosis. Let me type that in. And then you said he filed for bankruptcy and the bankruptcy was discharged, was it?
Yeah, and the house was sold.
Do you recall roughly what year that would have been that it was discharged?
2010. I returned 2010. We moved out of the house in 2012. It was in foreclosure then.
Okay. So in 2010. And then what county was it in?
Newcastle County.
Newcastle County. Okay.
I could tell you tell the bankruptcy, but you don't want to hear that.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, was he ever convicted of a crime or no?
No.
Okay. And then let's see here. Do you recall the facility that he got diagnosed at? I'll find the address. I just need the name and the city it's in.
St. Francis Hospital.
In what city?
Wilmington. I think it's on North Clayton Street.
Yep, North Clayton Street. I see it here. Let me click that. Let me plug it in. And then it's, and then do you recall his doctor's name?
I forget her first name. Abad, Dr. Abad. Remedios Abad, I think it was. She's no longer in service. She retired the same year they found out, about a month before he died. She retired.
And I'm sorry, you think the first name was what?
I think her name was Remedios Abad.
Wait, Sabad? Will you spell out Sabad?
A-B-A-D, Abad.
Oh,
No, her first name, I'm not sure, but I know it was A-B-A-D, Abad.
A-B. Oh, right, there it is. Okay.
Because she told us in May that he probably had a passing a kidney stone because he showed a little bit of blood then in his urine, in his urinary. Then in July 3rd, we were getting ready to go to the beach, and he said, well, we can't go. We got to go to the hospital. And then on July 7th, when they took him to the Helen Graham here in Delaware, up by Christiana Hospital, he was diagnosed with lymphatic cancer.
And either the facility or yourself would have medical records, is that right?
They might have some way back then. I don't know.
And he wasn't really ever treated, right? Because they caught it too late.
Right. They pulled me aside. He came home on the 17th. Early in the morning. I mean, he came home about 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, somewhere around there, and he passed away at around six.
Man, okay, I'm sorry.
He wanted to die at home.
I can't blame him.
The doctor pulled me aside that morning and said, "We're going to bring him home." She said, "He's dying. He only has a few hours." This was the 17th. I mean, he was diagnosed on the 7th, and they were talking to me.
Third, because the notes in your file say 3rd, the ones that you were able to type yourself.
July 3rd, he went into the hospital. July 7th, he had tests run, and they found out it was lymphatic cancer.
Okay.
They said it was some kind of cancer on the 3rd because he was bleeding from his...
Oh, wow. Okay.
From his... Pierre.
So let me put 7th then.
He was diagnosed 7th, and then 10 days later he passed away.
Okay.
And they pulled me aside that morning, and they said, "We're going to make arrangements to bring him home. His request was to be home when he died." We had a care nurse there. Christiana, with St. Francis, who came with him. I had got done fixing dinner. I had spaghetti with the grandkids, and my daughter was there with her husband. And I fed them, and I was getting ready to feed him. And when I took a plate in, he took his last breath. On his breath, he said, "Love you."
Oh, my God. That's going to...
And that was it.
Gosh, that's...
He had to make a bowel movement. I tried to get him over there, and I tried to get him back in bed. And when I got him back in bed, comfort, I couldn't move him because he was just too heavy for me.
Yeah, right.
And right when I put him back in to try and put the he looked at me, he said, I said, love you, and that was it, his last breath. And a nurse came in that came with him, visiting nurse that was there. And she clearly said.
Thank you for sharing. That's very touching, and I'm sorry to hear that. I just want to confirm your email is Deborah. So your first and last name, the number 12@gmail.com, and then the 302-981-2088 is your cell, right?
Yes, Deborah Zingale, 12. Yes.
Oh, okay. And then let me, we're just about done. I'm only a couple more sections here. What's your current mailing address?
1104 Sycamore Street.
In Wilmington?
Yes, 19805.
Okay. And then normally we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Lisa Hartsky.
Do you live with her?
She's my daughter.
Okay, Lisa. Spell out the last name.
H-A-R-T. S-K-Y.
Okay. And do you know her phone number?
302-750-2592.
Okay. And then we have permission to contact her if we're unable to get a hold of you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're just about done. This last section is for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve his medical records. What was his date of birth?
4/26/48.
And then this one's really going to test your memory. Do you happen to recall the last four of his social?
0822.
Okay. And then I have you here as next of kin. And so your date of birth?
My date of birth is June 14th, 1952.
I'm June 11th, so we're both Geminis.
Yes.
June 11th, a couple days before you. And then just the last four of your social, and I'll be able to send a DocuSign.
1987.
Okay, let me hit send on this. You should be receiving an automated text message and email from DocuSign. Now, I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you.
Send Deborah Zingale?
Yeah, it was sent text message and email.
Okay. One minute.
Sure, take your time.
Okay, there it is. I've got to get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, God. Up there. Why is that showing on my cooking email? Oh, it'll be in my mess. Okay. Gmail.
It's also in text messages.
You're Emmanuel Lozcano?
Mm-hmm. That's me in the orange tie.
it's slow coming up.
That's okay. Let it take its time. No rush on my end.
The state retainer. Okay, sent document review. I've got it. Okay, review document. Do I hit review document?
Yeah, it should. Once you tap it, it should just let you hit a continue button. And then a start.
I have a message here under your name that says please sign. So which one do I hit? Review document or please sign?
Let's hit the please sign button and see what happens.
Nothing.
So sometimes there might be a little box to check off that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. And if you check that box off, it should let you hit continue. Do you see that there?
Oh, maybe I have to hit review document.
Okay, let's try that then.
I'm sorry. Memories are coming right back on me.
That's okay. You have every right to feel the way you feel.
Do you agree? Yes, I agree. Okay. I've read all this stuff so many times. Okay, required hardware.
So let's try and start it. So you opened it up from your email, right?
Yeah.
Try going to your text messages. There should be a link.
DocuSign Support Center.
So, Deb, let's try going to your...
Do I need to sign into DocuSign?
No, you shouldn't need to sign into that. Try going to your text messages.
My phone number?
Your text messages.
Okay. Under Gmail, right?
No, not your Gmail. Like, are you on an Android or your...
I'm on Android.
You're on an Android? Okay, not an iPhone, right?
No.
Okay, so do you know how to send someone a text message?
Yeah, it's through my messenger.
Yep, so let's try going there and see if it's there.
I'm checking into my messages right now and my phone number. See what comes up there. My text messages would have goes by name.
Well,
okay, there you are. Under my phone number. Let's see what comes up under here. Okay, message and data. Okay. There we go.
And what does it show?
It shows a DocuSign coming up. It's slow.
Okay.
DocuSign net sign in. and I've got a sign. Please remove X. Okay. Continue. It says please sign. If I hit that. No, it's just coming up with a meaning. Please sign. Okay. There's all the agreements coming up.
Okay,
there it is. Can I increase this? Sign here. Okay. Sign. How do I sign it?
So it should let you hit a start button in yellow. And then if you hit that start button, anywhere else that's highlighted in yellow should bring up a white box.
It has. I got it right here.
Okay. And then you should be able to use either your finger, not your fingernail, your finger to draw your signature, or it'll let you select a style that's already pre-typed for you.
Adopt. It says down the bottom, adopt and sign.
Yep. Let's tap that.
Sign it first.
Yes, so after you sign it, you hit the adopt and sign button, and it'll place the signature the way you drew it in all of the signature lines. But one may require initials, and then you'll just draw them again, or you'll draw again. With.
Man, this is messy.
That's okay.
Put my A in there, too. It's a mess. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I adopt the sign. I spread it to you.
Yep. And then you'll just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
I've got it where it's required sign here again.
So it's going to require a few different signatures. So just keep tapping anywhere that's highlighted in yellow.
This is initials.
Okay. Then we'll draw your initials and then adopt those initials.
Initial. Should I write it or print it?
It's got in here
my name, full name, initials, D-A-Z.
Yep, let's put that then, the D-A-Z.
Yeah, draw my initials. It's not letting me draw it.
Okay. Does it let you tap anywhere? Or do anything else?
Required? Yeah, there's draw my initials. Come on now. Can I try a pen or something?
It should just be with your finger. Sometimes it takes a bit to load, but once you tap the sign button, sign initials, it should bring up a white box.
Yeah, it brought up when I hit initial. But the initials are up there underneath the required full name, and initials are there.
But it doesn't let you tap?
It's not letting me do the initials here.
Okay, try scrolling down and see if it's lets you do it anywhere else.
I can't, it's not letting me scroll either, just required.
Oh, it might be because you're zoomed in. Try zooming out.
It's not that it's not moving at all, the screen.
So it might have frozen. I know sometimes phones lag.
I can go back and see.
So let me. I know when you're on the phone talking to someone, it can lag. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna resend the DocuSign, and then that way when we're off the phone, like we'll get off the phone, and then I'll resend it, and you'll get it shortly, and then we'll see if it works a little easier for you to
Okay,
do
let me
it.
see
So,
what we have here.
but I'm also gonna text you from my direct line first. That way you have my direct contact information in case
I'm
you
going to
need me.
try something here.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this is it. Okay, let me get back here. This might be the problem. See, that's not the problem.
So I just sent you a text message from my direct line. It's a 949 area code. So what I'll do is disconnect the call and then resend the DocuSign, and then
Okay, and a message.
you'll go back into your text message and kind of start over, and it should hopefully work like that once we're off the line, 'cause then there won't be as much lag. So I'll say goodbye for now and have a good weekend. And then that 949 number is my direct contact, so you can call or text it. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's 8 to 5
Should I
our time.
upload? It says select style draw or upload.
Let's do draw.
That's not even helping. It's froze.
It froze? Okay. Like I said, there should be less lag when we're off the line. So I'll disconnect, I'll resend it, and then try and start over by going into your text messages, okay?
Okay.
All right, Deborah. Talk soon. Have a good weekend. Bye.
She said goodbye.